You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. We're going to end this show with a break from politics and play you this week's edition of the Marketplace Quiz. That's when we ask actors, musicians, writers, and other people in the spotlight to share their stories about work, money, and the lessons they've learned along the way. This week, we've got the band Sleigh Bells.
Hey, this is Derek Miller.
And this is Alexis Krauss, and we are Sleigh Bells.
Alexis, what is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
I tend to buy clothes that I never wear, but I have this one very...
You're in the nude.
Right, constantly. No, but I actually have this one very vivid memory. I don't think it was purchased with my own money because I was probably about 9, but do you remember moon shoes?
The trampoline. Yeah, those were terrible.
I vividly remember having those and just thinking they were awful and realizing that it was a very poor purchase on behalf of myself.
I want to apologize to the moon shoes Inc.
They didn't work.
Are they still in business?
Probably not. They were terrible, so don't buy moon shoes.
Okay. Sorry, moon shoes.
Derek, what was your first job?
I was a bag boy, a grocery dude at public supermarkets, and I held that job for about 6 weeks. And within 3 days, I knew who the good tippers were, who was cheap, and I kind of bullied my way into it. I'd see, a lady come in with she'd pull up the register with two carts, and there'd be somebody else there to bag, and I'd be like, get out of here. I feel ashamed.
Bag hustle.
I feel ashamed to admit that right now. And that's a good thing that I feel guilty about that at least. And I got fired because I joined a hardcore band and didn't show up. Anyway, Publix. Thank you.
That's a quality grocery store right there.
Great subs. I love Publix. Alexis, do you remember the first time you were paid to perform? This would have been a long time ago, way pre-Sleigh Bells.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what type of performance. I was in a Nickelodeon magazine commercial and I winked at the camera. So if that counts as a performance, then I was about 10 years old. It was really hard to do.
And that's on the internet as well.
It is.
So please look.
Thank you, internet.
Yeah.
Derek, in a next life, what would your career be?
Head coach of an NBA team, without question.
You'd make a great coach.
Thank you. I'd like to think so. Because, I like to encourage people, and I don't necessarily need the spotlight, or actually prefer not to be in it at all. So, I want to coach the Miami Heat.
And you'd have, good coach dances that would get your team really excited.
Yeah, I have a really good coach dance, whatever that is. I don't know. I don't think I would have a dance. Pat Riley doesn't have a dance.
Okay.
So... Alexis, what is your most prized possession?
If creatures with beating hearts are considered possessions, which I think they are because I did purchase her, it would be my dog, my bull terrier, Rizla.
Yeah.
She's the love of my life.
Yeah, Rizla is a special creature. She comes on tour with us. I don't know.
But if it wasn't a dog, it would probably be my my milk foamer, my latte foamer.
Oh,
I just love that thing so much.
I was trying to imagine what a milk foamer was, because I don't drink coffee, so...
I brought it on the tour bus. I love it that much. What is something everyone should own, no matter the cost?
Band-Aids.
Probably a good pair of headphones. That's what I would think you would say.
I'm going to go with Band-Aids.
You're such an audiophile. No, you can go with Band-Aids.
Yeah, I was gonna try to say something sarcastic, but no. I mean, if you cut your arm open or something, or stub your toe, you got a Band-Aid. You're good.
Yeah, well, Band-Aids are notoriously extremely expensive, so it's
Not everybody has $5 sitting around.
This is true. This is true.
I'm serious. So, Alexis, what advice do you wish somebody gave you before you started your career?
I guess for me, it always kind of comes back to just sort of self-confidence and standing up for myself and just sort of not taking criticism that was sort of unsolicited or came from the press too seriously. I think, I don't want to say that I was damaged by anything in the beginning, but I think that hit me hard and was overwhelming at first, and I've developed a much thicker skin and become a much more confident, self-assured person. So I think just kind of being a little tougher about things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably should have just taken much better care of myself for the first couple of years. I was going to say that I think I got that advice a lot, but probably ignored it. So I probably, yeah, I wish I had taken that advice, but I'm cool.
Sleigh Bells album Jessica Rabbit is out now.